Until it was flattened by the latest Ice Age movie, Madea's Family Reunion had the biggest opening weekend of the year. It's the second hit for writer, director, and star Tyler Perry, who is transforming himself into an entertainment empire. NPR's Kim Masters reports.
Like all of Perry's films and plays, Madea's Family Reunion includes gospel and old-fashioned virtue. And then there's the star of the show, Mabel, also known as Madea, played by the towering Perry in a fat suit and wig. In her latest vehicle, Madea becomes a reluctant foster mother.
I'm past 60, honey. You know what that means? After that time, you're supposed to be bothered with no bad kids. I'm sorry, I would kill that little girl. I don't know her. I know she might be one of them Sandinistas or something. She might be one of them Ethiopian people.
You ugly anyway, old lady.
She trying to get me the electric chair already.
Madea also appeared in last year's hit, Diary of a Mad Black Woman. And despite Perry's Christian themes, conventional piety is not her strong suit. That's especially clear in the earlier stage version of Madea's Family Reunion.
Mabel, when you gonna come and join my church?
As soon as you get a smoking section.
Madea is not just a smoker, she packs a gun in her purse. In the stage version of Madea's Family Reunion, she uses it to quiet the neighbors' barking dogs.
Mabel, you better stop shooting at my dog.
You
dog,
better get the hell out of my yard, monkey.
You know what? I'm gonna call the police on you.
Do I look like I'm scared of the po-po, bro? Call the po-po. I ain't scared of the po-po.
Perry acknowledges that he toned Madea down when he made the play into a film. A particular incident prompted him to lose the cigarette and the gun.
I had a little boy, a six-year-old boy, walk up to me, and he pointed his fingers at me as if there were a gun, and he said, "Rock-a-bye, baby," which is a line I did in one of the plays, and he starts shooting me. And I thought to myself, I was like, Tyler, everybody's paying attention, so you really need to take it. I think when you do better, you know better, so I took the responsibility to try and be more careful at what this character was doing.
Tampering with a star like Madea goes against Hollywood instinct. But Perry is taking it a step further. Madea isn't even in his next film, Daddy's Little Girl. And Perry, who not only played Madea but her brother and nephew in his first two films, won't appear either. Perry says he has other stories to tell, and he doesn't doubt that his fans will want to hear them even without Madea.
There's no fear or trepidation. You know, being a Christian and believing what I believe that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear. So when I feel it, I'll feel the fear and do it anyway. So we'll have it be what it is.
Perry says past failure has given him courage. His first play, I Know I've Been Changed, was hardly an instant hit.
From 1992 to 98, this show flopped miserably. I thought 1,200 people would be in the audience, and only 30 showed up. It was a lesson in faith. It was a lesson about my strength. It was a lesson about tenacity. And once I learned all of those things, I realized that there can be no failures if you try and put everything into it.
At one point, Perry suffered 3 months of homelessness. But when his plays finally began to connect with audiences, he built a formidable following. He made a fortune selling his plays on DVD through mom-and-pop stores and the internet. After his first appearance in Los Angeles 4 years ago, he came away with a deal to make a sitcom pilot for CBS. But Ruben Cannon, who later became Perry's producing partner, says Perry was not prepared to lose the total control that he exerted over his plays.
Now in TV, being how collaborative it is with 18 people at the network, 18 people at the studio, all, you know, I mean, where is there room for his vision, his voice?
Perry walked away. Instead, he wrote a film script based on one of his plays. He set that up at Fox, but once again moved on when the studio tried to impose its will. He wound up with one of Hollywood's few remaining independent movie companies, Lionsgate Films. President of production Michael Pasternak remembers getting a letter from an agent highlighting Perry's success on DVD.
And I thought, why have I never heard of a guy whose plays have made a gazillion dollars on DVD? We're used to the hype. And if we haven't heard of someone, we're always really suspicious.
Pasternak found that colleagues in the industry had never heard of Perry either.
And I thought either this agent was making this up, or perhaps there was a real secret that the rest of us in the entertainment industry didn't know. And it turned out there was a secret that the rest of us in the entertainment industry didn't know, because when I started asking my African-American friends and our African-American employees, they all knew who Tyler Perry was.
After Lionsgate executives saw Perry perform in a play in front of an audience, they decided the usual interference would not be useful. And despite a critical drubbing, Diary of a Mad Black Woman stunned the industry. It grabbed the number one spot on its opening weekend with a $22 million gross. A year later, Madea's Family Reunion managed the same feat with a $30 million opening. At this point, Perry is on fire. He has a new book, Don't Make a Black Woman Take Off Her Earrings, Medea's Uninhibited Commentaries on Love and Life. Far riskier is his next project, a novel attempt to launch a sitcom. Rather than selling the idea to a network, Perry shot 10 episodes of a show called House of Pain, and he's giving those episodes free of charge to 9 television stations in the hope that the show will catch on.
That has not happened in my memory.
Mark Schacker is Vice President of Programming and Development for Tribune Broadcasting, which owns more than 20 television stations. Schacker says Perry's approach could make sense now that independent stations don't have a big supply of sitcoms coming into reruns from the networks.
We're in a period of time where programming is harder to come by, and you have to be a little bolder in the paths you take to either create it or acquire it.
Perry is wagering his own money on House of Pain, though he says reports that he spent $500,000 on each episode are exaggerated. He wrote and directed the show, but fans won't find him on the screen. But Perry says he's certain of success when the show begins to air in the next couple of months. Perry also acknowledges that he's tired. Aside from the movies, the book, and the television show, he's been performing on the road almost nonstop since 1998. In mid-May, he'll make his last stage appearance for a while.
You don't get to this level of success without having some sort of scars. So I want to go nurse my wounds and see how bad the damage is and, you know, repair the ship and get back in the water.
Perry's idea of a break may not seem especially restful. He says he'll do some writing, he'll keep tabs on his sitcom, and then there's his next movie, which is set to start shooting in June. Kim Masters, NPR News, Los Angeles.
For more Medea, scenes from both the movie and the play are at our website, npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.